We're going to pick it up on Chaf, but first do a quick recap of what we did yesterday in order to go forward. Today is going to be a continuation of Mat Day. If you have a big mat or a small mat, what's the halacha of the stam? Is it something which is used for schach or something which is used in order to sit on or to lie down on? As we said, if it's sitting on or lying down on, then it's considered what's called like a kli of sorts, that it could be makabel tumah, and therefore can be used as schach. But if it's not used for that, then maybe it's something which is for schach. Now the Mishnah had said about chlokus in the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer about a big one or a small one, and the stam of them kind of contradicted one another. So Rava came along, he gave a first answer, and we're going to argue with that with Abaye today. But Rava said, no, listen, let's understand. Big Gedola, when it's dealing with a big mat, this is a New Testament base, and it's reviewing the concept that when it's dealing with a big mat, everybody agrees that stam, it's for schach. If you decide to make it into like a bed to lie down, a blanket, a seat of sorts, okay, then it will be mekabel tumah, and it's a problem. But mistama, minastam, means if you don't say anything, then it's going to have the category, it's going to be considered something which is for schach. That's what we said. And the machlokas between them is with the katana, with the small one. But the Tanakama would say that the stam of a katana is l'shchiva, and therefore it's going to be makabel tuma. And Rabbi Eliezer says that the stam of a katana is also for schach. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma. The only problem that's going to come up right now with that answer is Abaye says the following. We're now found on Chaf Amud Aleph. 8 lines down, last one line is Lay. Amar Lay Abaye. So the Gemara that says, Amar Lay Abaye, I Hachi, if you really want to say that everyone agrees with the Gedola and the Machlokas is in Kitana, so then we have a problem with the Lashon of our Mishnah. Because the Lashon of our Mishnah was, it says that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Achas Kitana, Achas Gedola, both the Kitana and the Gedola, then what's the din? Asol Shchiva Mekabelis Tuma, Ve'en Mesachim Ba, Lesichuch Mesachim Ba, Ve'en Mekabelis Tuma. You want to say that really they're both agreeing with the fact that the gedola, the big one, is for sure going to be okay for schach, and that the machlokas is in a small one, and the Rabbi Eliezer is going to say even a small one is going to be the schach, then it should switch the order. It shouldn't say that Rabbi Eliezer says both the katana and the gedola. You should say a gedola and also a katana, because the gedola is where they're agreeing, katana is a chiddush, and that's what the Gemara now says. Iachi, I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Then Rabbi Eliezer Omer Achas Ketana Achas Gedola Achas. Why are you singing that lashon? It's really Achas Gedola Achas Ketana Mivoyle. It should have switched the other way. That's question number one on your answer, Rava. Question number two on your answer is, where'd you get that from? That you said the anocha is that they both agree with the with a big mat with the gedola that's considered, that both agree that it's going to be considered a schach. Maybe not. Va'od ki pligi be gedola hu de pligi. Rabbi Eliezer lechumra. Really, maybe the machlokas is not about the small one, but it's kipligi bigadola. It's the big one of the machlokas is. And Rabbi Eliezer is the chumra. He's being more machmir. That the Tanakhama would say that a big one is for schach. And Rabbi Eliezer is saying, no, that one is also going to be for a kli, for sitting on or for lying on. And therefore, they're both agreeing with the small one that it's not, that it's going to be, you can't use it as schach because it's going to be a makabel tumah. The Tanya, as we learned in a braisa, if you have this mat that's made out of reeds, a reed mat, when it's a gedola, so then you could use it for schach. That's a Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. If it's not mekabel tuma, then you can be mesachich with it. As Rashi points out, that means that you dafka say that you're going to use it for schach. In other words, in a stam, it would be mekabel tumah, and that's where the machlokas is. So that's where Rava comes along and he knocks out, Abaye comes along and he knocks out Rava. So Ella, Amar Papa, Papa comes and he explains how the Mishnah works. He says like this, big katana, when it comes to a small one, a small mat, kuli amalo pligi the stam l'shchiva. Everybody agrees that a small mat is made in order to go ahead and sit on it. And therefore, it's mekabel tumah, so it can't be used as schach. Ki pligi, where's the machlokas? Bigadola. Tanakama versus Rabbi Eliezer is with a big mat, a large one. Tanakama savar stam gedola l'sichach. Tanakama says that minestam, you have such a big mat sitting there, the only reason you're using it is for schach. Rabbi Eliezer savar stam gedola nan mishchiva. He says, nope, that's also used in order to go ahead and to lie upon it, and therefore, if you're going to lie down on it, it's going to be mekabel tumah, it can't be used as schach. Umay asal l'shchiva de ka'amar. If minestam, really Rabbi Eliezer holds that a big mat is going to be used to lie down on, therefore it's mekabel tumah, then why did the Mishnah have to use a lashon of Asola Shchiva, and if you made it for lying down on, then it can't be used. Why does it say it like that? It says, this is what it means to say. It was explaining. It was saying, Stam Asiyaso Nami L'Shchiva Adda V'Lesichach, that this thing, the big mat, is done for lying on, unless you actually went out of your way to say that you're going to be using it for Schach. We're now going to get into a whole discussion about different types of mats, and then into a period, okay? And then it's going to open up to another statement, another Mishnah. First, let's see this. Tanu Rabbanan. Machzel shel shifa v'shel gemi. We learned this earlier. Shifa and gemi are different types of plants. And these plants are called, if you want to know in terms of what type of plants, they're in the category of rush, R-U-S-H, rush, which are actually very soft, and therefore Rashi points out, since that's the case, it's generally used to be able to sitting on it, therefore it's going to be makabel tum, and it can't be used for schach. Tana Rabbanan, mechatzel shel shifa v'shel gemi, gedola mesachim ba. If it's very big, then we use it for schach, because even if it's soft, people are going to lie in it, sit on it, because it's too big. Kitana, but a small one, ain't misachim, you can't use it for schach, right? Because, like we said, it's something that people are going to sit on. Shel kanim, shel chilas, if the mats are made out of kanim and chilas, different types of reeds, which Rashi points out, they're much harder, they're very firm. Gedula, don't confuse it with gedola, this means in this context, gedula, misachimba. If it's gedula, like gedilim, tasulacha, like when you make tzitzis, you braid them. If it's braided, so then you could use it as schach. Those are, again, hard and uncomfortable to be sitting on, and therefore you could use it as schach. Rashi says you wouldn't be using it to sit on. Aruga, but let's say it's woven, you wove it together, ein mesachimba. When you weave it, it makes it more comfortable or more smooth, and therefore you can't use a schach because someone would come to sit on it. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishumaviv, he said in his father, Achazu v'achazu mesachimba. Nope, both of these cases, whether we're talking about something was braided or of one type of material or the woven one, all these cases, you can go out and use a schach. V'chein ha'yu Rabbi Dosa, Omer b'dukidvarv. And so true, Rabbi Dosa said, like his words. Kum tochoyis, what comes out of this price over here, as we see there's a machlokas in this price, between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi, that they go and they make a chilek between how it was made, whether or not it's used for schach or it's not used for schach. Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi comes out and says that all these things are made for schach, you don't use to go ahead and sit on it. So at the end of the day, we have that our Mishnah, if we go back to our Mishnah for a second, between the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer, that they would say that they both agree by the small one that it's going to be mekabel tum, you can't use it for schach. But their argument is about a big one, whether you consider that to be something that can be used or not be used. Must be the ones that are saying that they can't be used, as schach is only going in with, in like in the braisa that we just explained now. That's only if they're really going to sit on it, meaning it was woven, if it was used by Arug, it was woven, and in that case, it's something which is soft and you sit upon, you can't use a schach. And also, it's only going in the world of the Tanakama, right, who says that you can't use these. But Rav Yossi, like we just saw, that this is Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yossi, he comes in, he's saying in this braisa, he argues on our Mishnah entirely. He said you could use all these things for schach. Interesting note to pay attention to. Okay, now, Viter. Tanan Asim. We have another Mishnah. This is the Mishnah that is found in Adius that says the following statement. Kol ha-chutzalos Metamin Tmei Mace. Divrei Rabbi Dosa. What a chotzalos. I'm glad you asked. The Gemara is going to get into a minute, try to understand what it is. It's going to be a machlokas. Either it means a type of bag that people use as some like a pillow or to sit on, or it means a mat. That's going to be the discussion we're going to see in a minute. But for now, let's just see the statement. Kol chotzalos metamin Tmei Mace. All chotzalos, they can be metamin Tmei Mace. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Dosa. In other words, he's calling chotzalos a kli, because we know that something that's not a kli can't be mekabel tuma. So he's saying this is a kli, and therefore it's going to be mekabel tuma, and it'll be mekabel tuma's mace. V'chachamim omrim midras. It could be mekabel tuma's midras. What is tuma's midras? Midras is that if you have someone who's a zav, anidi, or ledes, and they go out and they sit on something which is meant to be sat on, then if something which is not meant to be sat on, it will not do it. But if it could be metame, but not tuma's midras. Tuma's midras means it takes on the same status of it itself, which means a zav, anidi, or ledes are called an avatuma, and generally tuma goes down a notch. But by tuma's midras, it doesn't go down, it actually goes sideways, and it takes on the same status. So therefore, if they sit on something that's meant to be sat on, it takes on the status of an avatoma itself. So it sounds like we said here that Rabbi Dosa is saying that chotzalos, whatever these are going to become tummy mace, and therefore, this is a Mishnah, they're going to be tummy mace, or mekabel tuma, tumas mace, and the chachamim say midras. Now, frick the Gemara. Midras in tummy mace low. What? It's only going to be tummy midras, but not tummy mace. Is this such a concept? Tanan, we learned in a different Mishnah, which is found in Nida, kol mitami midras mitami tummy mace. Anything that will be mitami tumas midras also be tummy tumas mace. Why are you saying it's one and not the other? This is Gemara ema af midras. He's not arguing and saying it's not going to be mace. Also, it's saying even midras. Whereas Rabbi Dosa is saying chotzalos are only mitami tumay meis. The chachamim are extending that and saying they could even become mitami tumas midras. And now we can finally ask, my chotzalos, what is this lashon of chotzalos? What does it actually mean? So as the Gemara, we see two opinions. Amar Rav Avdini bar Hamduri Marzovli. It's Marzovli. Oh, thank you so much. Only one question. Marzovli. What in the world is Marzovli? Amar Rav Abba. Oh, Mizabli. It's Mizabli. A type of bag that's made out of leather, Rashi says that's used by Rohan, by a shepherd, in order to go and put underneath his head when he wants to lie down, he wants to relax. They would use it essentially as a pillow. Rav Dosa, on the other hand, says that this is something that is not tummy mace. I'm sorry, it's tummy mace, but it's not midras, because you're not supposed to be lying down on it. It's used for something else, as we'll see. Okay, that is the way that Rav Avdimi bar Amduri understood what this thing chotzalos are. Rav Shimon Lakish Omer, he argues, though, says Rish Lakish, he says, no, it's something else. He says, machatzalos mamish. You know what these things are? These are machatzalos. The lashon itself is chotzalos or machatzalos. They're mats made out of regular mats. V'ozder Rishlakish Tameh, he goes according to his own logic, that these are machatzalos are mats. Why? Damar Rishlakish. Rishlakish says, Hareini kaparis Rabbi Chia Ubanov, I should be a kapara for Rabbi Chia and his children. Rashi points out this is a normal way of speaking about somebody's father or someone's Rebbe when they pass away and you speak in their name, that it should be a kapara for them. Shabbat Chila, Kishinishtach HaTor Yisrael. Originally, when Torah was lost from Israel, Alei Ezra Mibavel V'yista. Ezra came up from Bavel, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he set it up again. He fixed it up. Rashi is very clear explaining, it doesn't mean it was completely forgotten. Rather, there were a couple of halachas that were forgotten. And Rashi explains that B'nai B'seira, Shayu Rosh Eretz Yisrael, Kedabrinu P'sachem Yel Devarim, it was forgotten to them a few halachas. And when those few halachas were done, were forgotten, Allah Ezra Yibavel Yistain, he fixed up those halachas. Chavrin Ishtacha, and again, when it was forgotten, Allah Hillel Bavli, Hillel, the Babylonian, he came up and he was doing it as well. This is talking about by Bayesheni, that again, there are a few halachas that were lost. Oh, sorry, that's what Rashi's talking about. This has been Basera. That's by Bayesheni. Point is that Babayis, Rishon, there are a few halachas that are forgotten, and Babayesheni, a few halachas. Not all of Torah, a few halachas. Chazav Nishkacha, and then when it was forgotten again, Olu Rabbi Chia, Ubanav Yistua. Again, what does that mean? A few halachas weren't clear. They came up, Rabbi Chia and his children, and they fixed it up. V'chein Amar Rabbi Chiyo Banav Lo Nechu, and this is what they said, Lo Nechu Rabbi Dosa V'chama Machatzalos Shel Usha. The machlokas that we brought in the Mishnah between Rabbi Dosa, who says that these machatzalos are going to be Metame Tumas Meis, the Chama say they're even Tumas Medrus, they're not arguing over these mats that were found in Usha. Beep, turn the page, Chafam Abeis. Why? Shehein Tumeos. Everyone agrees that those are going to be tame. Why are they going to be tame? Rashi says, af midras. Even Rav Dosi would say they're tame tame tumas medras as well, because they're meyuchad for lying down and for no other purpose whatsoever. Vishel Tveria, the opposite extreme, shein tahoros. Even the chachamim are going to agree that they're going to be tahor. They're not going to become tumas medras. As Rashi points out, kashas hain, vein lecha adam shochav ilayim, they're very hard and no one would lie down on them. No one would sit on them. Alma nechlu, what were the machlokas on? Al shar makomas, on other areas. Mar savar, meaning Rav Dosa, he says, kevin the lecha the yasav ilayim, since people don't sit on them, it's not a normal thing to sit on them, then kidit tveri daimin, it's considered like tveria, and therefore it's not a kabal toma. Umar savar, and the chachamim say, kevin the mikrav yasav ilayim, since there are times they will sit on them, kid usha daimin, is considered like usha, therefore it is mekabel toma. Our point is that we see Reish Lakish again telling this whole storyline, coming out that indeed machatzalos are like a mat, and that's what it's referencing. Now we're going to ask a kasha in Reish Lakish. He'll come out alive. We'll ask a second kasha. He'll survive that as well. Amar mar, kol achotzalos Mitamin Tmei Meis. The Mishnah had said, this is a quote that we said before, all chutzalos are going to become tamei tamei meis divrei Rabbi Dosa. V'hotanya, really, is that true? All chutzalos are mitamin tamei meis, and you, Reish Lakish, understood that that means a mat, but we're going to see that Rav Dosa says that it's not mitamei tamei meis when we're dealing with a mat, so it can't be that chutzalos are mats. This is Gemara. Va'atanya willing to buy of Chenaya Rabbi Dosa Omer B'Kedavara of. If you recall the brice that we brought on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph that we had the Machloksi in the Tanakama and Rabbi Yishmael, but Rabbi Yossi, right? The Rabbi Yossi, we're going to call it as he said Achazu Vachazu Misachim Ba that you all use as Schach V'Chenaya Rabbi Dosa Omer K'dvarav, and Rabbi Dosa was maskim to his words. Now, that Braisa was talking about mat straight up, and he's saying that you're allowed to use a schach, means it's not makabel tuma. And he said Rav Dosa was maskim to that statement. He's saying Rav Dosa is maskim to that statement, this mean that he doesn't hold that they're makabel tuma. But you just said, Reish Lakish explaining that chutzalos are mats, and that they're metamei tumei meis, and Rav Dosa is saying they're metamei tumei meis, then why is it that in the Braisa he says that you're allowed to use them as schach? Must be that chutzalos are not mats, but there's like the bags, the leather bags, pouches that they would lie down on. This is a Gemara. Nice try. No, Lokash, it's not a question. Ha de isle gedanfa. The Mishnah where it said that it is makabel tuma is talking about when it has a gedanfa. The gamba is a rim that's going around it that therefore makes it into a kli that can be machzik somebody. It can hold on to something. And ha de isle gedanfa. But in the Braisa, when he says that they could be used as schach, that's like where it doesn't have a rim. So therefore, when it says kol chutzalos b'tamim tamei meis, Rabbi Dosa, the Mishnah in Edius, that's talking about when there was a rim around. The other one's talking when there wasn't a rim, and therefore it's not a kabbalah. Both of them are talking about mats. Okay, that's question number one. Survive. Number two, meisave. Another kashin, Reish Lakish, chutzalos of a bris that says chutzalos shel sham v'shel gemi v'shel sak v'shel sfira. Sham and gemi is what we mentioned earlier. Those are like the soft plant-like stuff. And then we have sack is hair from a goat, and sfira is hair that comes from the mane and the tail of a horse. So if you were to have chutzalos from these things, mitamei tamei meis, they're mitamei tamei meis, divrei Rabbi Dosa. The Chachamim Amrim af midras. They say it's even midras. So far, it looks like, seems to be like a parallel statement that we saw before, that the Rabbi Dosa is saying this is going to be something which is tamei meis, and they say it's even midras. Now, says the Gemara, Bishlam Alaman Damar Marzovli, if you want to say that chutzalos are Marzovli, which is like the bags that they used to use, the shepherds used to have these bags, then Shel sham shel gemi chazu lekinsa deperi. We understand what you're using sham and gemi for, right? Sham and gemi were the soft type of materials of plants, and Rashi points out they're not able to go ahead and make it really tight together. So you'd have holes there, and if you have holes there, you could still use it for something. What could you use it for? For lechinta the peri, you could use it for like to be able to hold big types of fruits. It won't fall through the holes, and therefore that's what it uses as the bag. Shel sak v'shel sfira chazel gulke v'tzane. The ones that were made of goat's hairs and the horse hair, you could use it for bags. Rashi says these are kelim ke'ein sakin shenos mem kitnios peris dakin. You could put beans in them and very, very fine, like flour and grains. Why? Because Rashi, right before, said shel sak v'shel sfira shenarog and yafeh. You're able to go ahead and you could oreg, you could weave it very tightly. Now we understand that it makes sense to say that these are the bags. But according to Reish Lakish, said these things are mats. So bishlam a sak v'shel sfira chazel leprasiv and Vinaf Vasa. I understand when you said sak and sfira, which is the goat's hairs and the horse hair. So I know what I could use this for. Gotta love the Rashi word, levilon. Parsi is a vilon. It's a, you know, vilon is modern Hebrew for a curtain. Keneged a Pesach. Kit metargaminon masach a Pesach parsa de taira. So you could use it for a curtain, and a nafafisa is a limnafos bahen a kemach. In order to use a napa as a sieve, in order to take out all the bad stuff from the flour. You would use it just to sieve things, like as a to winnow. You know, separate the stuff. Ella, shel sham, shel gemi. If you want to say that it's talking about mats, right? Then sham and gemi, lamai chazu. What could you use it for? It has bigger holes. It's not able to be used for anything. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that it's a mat. Rather, it makes more sense to say that it's some sort of kli. Says the Gemara, no, not true. Chazi linaziosa. It could be used, as Rashi says, lechasas behen gigis sheosim ben shechar, to close off the barrels that they would make beer in. So therefore, there is some use for it, and it can actually be talking about that it is a mat. Now we see pretty much exactly the same thing, but we flip it the other way. Igid Amri, Bishlam Laman Damer Machzalos Mamish. It makes sense according to the one Reish Lakish, who said it means actual mats. Shilsham Bishel Gemi Chazal Le Nazyasa. The ones that are made of sham and gemi, which can't be very tightly put together, but these type of soft materials, it makes sense you could use it to cover over the beer bottles that you're using. Shilsak Bishel Sfir Chazal Le Prasiv Nevasa. And the ones that are made out of goat's hair and horse hair, you could use it for curtains and for a sieve. Right, so now it makes sense that this is considered like a kli, and that's why it's going to be mekabel tuma according to Reb Dosa. Ella lamanda amar marzovli, the person who says that's talking about this bag that the roim used to have, the shepherds. Bishlam shel sak v'shel sfira chazul gulke v'tzani. Right, the one that it makes sense to say goat's hair and horse hair because you could use it as these bags and these, you know, this type of bag to carry things. Ella shel, because it's very tightly knit. Ella shel sham v'shel gemi. If you're talking about sham and gemi, which can't be tightly knit. What are they used for? So it doesn't make any sense to say that these things are going to be bags. Says Gemara, no, you can find something. Chazu, lechinta de peri, it could be used in order to carry the very large fruits. Okay, finish off the parak with the following. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. I'm Reb Chananya. Kishiradati legola, when I came down to the gola. Leaving when he left Eretz Yisrael, Matzatzi Zaken Echad, I found an older man. Va'amar li Mesachin beBudya. He says you could use schach from Budya. Budya is machatzelis. It's a mat. You could use a mat to go ahead and make schach. Ukshabatzi it's Rabbi Yeshua Achiaba. And when I came to Rabbi Yeshua, who's my father's brother, as known as his uncle, Holda Levarv, he was maskim to his words. Why are you allowed to use these mats? Rashi says, "Masachin the stamel sichuch ve'ena kli l'tashmish." Min hastam, it's used for schach. It's not used for any other purpose. Amar Rav Chista, "V'hu de lesle gedanpa." But that's only if it doesn't have a degampa. It doesn't have a rim going around it. Like we said before, because it does have a rim, then maybe using it for some sort of kli. Amar Ula says, "Hani budyasa de b'nei mechuza." The mats from the people of mechuza. Il malik kir shalehen. If not for their kir, Rashi says, "Hu gedanfa for the rims." Then mesachmu. I would have used it for schach, but unfortunately, I had the rims. I couldn't use it. Tanya nami yachir. Rashi says, "Mesachim budya." You're allowed to do schach from budya. Ve'im yesh lahem kir. But if they have a rim that's going around it, then a mesachmem. We don't use them for schach. Hadron Allah. Sukkah! Finish the first parak of Masecha Sukkah. Now you know is our minhag, as we say Hajjan Alecha, we're going to come back to you. Let's actually do it. First Mishnah Daf Beis. Sukkah Shikavola Malamei Samaam, you have a Sukkah which is above 20 Amos, then Psul, it's so good. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda said it is good. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and start God willing tomorrow with a brand new parak. Until then, I wish all y'all a great, great day.